Today, Democrats are arguing in a federal court in New Jersey that Republicans are coordinating with Donald Trump to intimidate voters. That same claim will be heard in state courts as well. The Republican Party denies it, and yesterday a federal judge in Las Vegas said he saw no signs of Trump's campaign training people to intimidate voters. Donald Trump has been calling on supporters to be election observers. Here he is October 18th in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Look, if nothing else, people are going to be watching on November 8th. Watch Philadelphia. Watch St. Louis.
Jeff Scoop has taken up that call, although he says while he shares Donald Trump's views, his group is not endorsing Donald Trump. Jeff Scoop is commander of the Nationalist Socialist Party. He'll be leading a rally outside the Pennsylvania State Capitol in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, tomorrow, Saturday. In April, he was instrumental in uniting more than a dozen white supremacist groups in the umbrella group the Nationalist Front. He says he prefers nationalists and rejects supremacists because he and his followers, he says, don't want to rule other races. They want a separate white country of their own, preferably the whole U.S., but within it if need be. And Jeff Scoop joins us by cell phone from Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. What do you hope to achieve on Saturday?
You know, we're looking to reach out to the white people in the region. We do want people to get out and engage in the political process. We're also out there to spread our message and recruit and build our ranks in the state of Pennsylvania.
But I also understand that you're encouraging people not just to vote, but to go poll watch, monitor.
Yes, yes, we are engaging in that this year. There's a lot of concern about electoral fraud and vote rigging and things of that nature. And we've seen that in American politics a little bit in the past. You know, there was charges of that when the Al Gore campaign in Florida with the charge and things like that, and in other races too. I mean, there's been instances here where people that are in graveyards have casted votes, illegal aliens have casted votes, and things of that nature. So yes, I mean, we are going to be posted at polling stations, around the country. And looking out for these kind of things.
Well, but there's been very little in recent history, very little voter fraud. And there's only been one incident of voter fraud in early election this cycle, but it was a Trump candidate who voted twice. And ironically, she says it's because, you know, hearing this kind of language about there being voter fraud, she was afraid her vote wouldn't count. So she voted twice and is in deep trouble for it.
Mm.
You know, do you worry that you're ginning up anger at something that doesn't exist?
Well, I mean, this is, you know, I mean, that's your opinion. You know, I mean, I've heard of different things of this nature. I mean, that whole subject could be up for debate.
Well, not really. It's not just my opinion either. The Brennan Center for Justice, most scholars call voter fraud a myth. Factcheck.org's headline is Trump's Bogus Voter Fraud Claims. You can Google it.
If we're wrong and there is no voter fraud, you know, that's great. You know, but we just want everything to run smoothly and that the votes actually count for something.
But do you worry that your desire to monitor polls might turn into suppression of the vote? Some of your fellow white nationalists say that is their intent. Andrew Anglin, he founded the neo-Nazi website Stormer. He says he's going to go into what he calls the ghettos and hand out liquor and marijuana to get African-American residents to stay home. Do you support that?
I'm not going to comment on that. That's not, you know, everybody's got their own tactics, but I'm not commenting on that.
Yeah, but can you condemn it?
Well, I mean, I don't know what other people are engaged in. The National Socialist Movement's not doing that, I can tell you that.
Okay. But what do you plan on doing? Because, you know, to be a monitor, that's an official thing. In Pennsylvania, where you are, poll watchers have to be registered. What are you telling people to do? Because it's too late to register as an official monitor.
Right. Basically, we are going to be around the polling areas. Intimidating people away from voting or things of that nature is, you know, some sort of federal crime. So, I mean,
yeah.
That's not... The New Black Panther Party got in some trouble for that, for standing outside of polling stations. I think it was in Philadelphia, actually. So we're not doing that, you know. We're basically going to just be there very discreetly.
Well, yeah, you're right. The law says poll watchers or anyone forbidden from any conduct that might intimidate voters, including approaching them or challenging them directly.
Correct.
Look, there's been some concern that Donald Trump won't concede if he loses. Will you accept a Donald Trump loss?
Well, Well, I mean, the idea of a Hillary presidency is pretty frightening to pretty much all white nationalists. Hillary Clinton is very close to a communist.
And why does Donald Trump appeal to you?
He is tackling a lot of nationalist issues, and he is speaking about America First, which has been one of our party platforms from day one. He's speaking about stopping the tide of illegal immigration. You know, nationalism is rising all around the world right now, and now it's going to be happening here in the United States. Yeah.
I'm looking at some quotes from Matthew Heimbach, who's with the Traditionalist Workers Party. It's part of your umbrella group. He's going to be at your rally on Saturday, and he talks about awakening the sleeping Occidental giant. No Jew is going to tell us what to do. And he goes on to say the Trump phenomenon is a sign that the bull is beginning to stir. The rage many white people have caged up inside is beginning to break the surface. And evidence is found in the overwhelming support for Donald Trump. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Well, just one last question. America's always been a polyglot, a melting pot, always been a mixing bowl. Aren't you being un-American?
It's absolutely not un-American. It's especially the immigrants that are coming from a lot of the third world places now. They're trying to change our language. You know, when people came here from all of Europe, they had to learn our language here. They had to adjust and adapt to our culture. Now it's becoming, they're changing the whole dynamic of what being an American is all about.
Jeff, just briefly, where's your family from? I'm going to let you go. Where is your family from originally?
Europe, of course.
Which part?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. Okay. That's Jeff Scoop, commander of the Nationalist Socialist Party. Jeff, thanks for speaking with us.